Watch, former Biden staffer confronted on plan to combat crime by investing in safe space initiatives led by LGBT, Two-Spirit people. By Hannah Knudsen on September 30, 2025. A former Biden staffer appeared to be unable to defend his own report suggesting that the U.S. combat crime by investing in safe spaces led by members of the LGBT community, including those who considered themselves to be Two-Spirit. Senator Josh Hawley, R-Mo, brought up the absurd suggestion during a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing, questioning former Biden staffer Gregory Jackson Jr., who served as deputy director in the Biden White House for gun violence, a special assistant to the president, and executive advisor of the Community Justice Action Fund, serving as their executive director from 2021 to 2023, which has ties to George Soros. Hawley Reed Jackson accepts from his own policymakers' playbook, which calls to defund police. Hawley asked how this is possibly a good idea, when this is something that blue cities try to embrace. Yet, Jackson denied that he is not necessarily for defunding policy, despite his own report. You've advocated defunding the police as executive director of an organization that you still lead and are affiliated with, Hawley responded. This is so typical of what the Democrats do now. After your policies have transparently failed and led to the deaths of millions of Americans. Now you say you've never heard of defunding the police. Your own report recommends it on page after page after page. Hawley sharply responded before bringing up another bizarre aspect of the report. Here's what you say we ought to invest in. Instead of funding the police, here's what we ought to invest in. We do need to invest in programs that acknowledge the need for safe space initiatives, Hawley said, as Jackson interjected with a resounding yes. Hawley continued, led by lesbian, gay, bisexual, two-spirit, trans, and gender non-conforming people. What's two-spirit? Jackson refused to answer the question and asserted that Republicans were pulling some interesting quotes. However, Hawley reminded Jackson that these words are from his own report. If you look at the report, the focus is on investing in violence intervention. Outreach workers, Jackson said as the senator again reminded him that the report states that you shouldn't invest in the police. But we ought to invest in Two-Spirit community programs that acknowledge Two-Spirit, he said. What is Two-Spirit? You say, don't fund the police, but do fund programs that create safe spaces for Two-Spirit people, I just want to know. I don't know what that is. I have no idea what that is, Hawley said, as Jackson did not answer the question. Well, I honestly, I'm not completely aware of the language, Jackson said, as Hawley reminded Jackson that he wrote the report. You wrote the report, Hawley said, pointing out, this is your policymaker's playbook. You are the witness called by the Democrats on this committee, so I assume you reflect their views. Well, you don't want to fund the police. You want to fund safe spaces for two-spirit individuals. What is a two-spirit person? It then got ugly as Jackson said, I feel like I'm looking at a two-faced individual because you talk about. Before Hawley interjected. Oh no, sir. You're looking at somebody who's reading your own words, and I'd like to hear an answer. Here's the answer. The answer is, you don't have any solutions. You want to invest in gobbledygook and take away money from police officers who actually keep our community safe. And when you're called on the record, you deny it. It's all there in black and white, and your record is there in black and white. And it's a disgrace, the senator added, referring to his policies as absurd. Watch the full exchange below. Some organizations define Two-Spirit as a term used to describe an indigenous person who embodies both masculine and feminine qualities, often encompassing a spiritual and gender identity outside the binary.